We asked you the other day what it was like to score your first AHL goal. What is it like to score your first AHL goal?
Yeah, it feels pretty good. Kind of been waiting on that for a while, but ultimately, at the end of the day, we got a win here, and we needed it, and we proved ourselves here against a pretty good team tonight.
Are you sure JC LePond didn't tip this
one? Yeah, there are a lot of people in the way, so it could hit anyone. But
what can you say overall about the team, though? Good effort from you guys tonight.
Yeah, a lot of guys stepped up. I think we had six different goal scorers or something like that, so a lot of guys made contributions tonight, and it was a team win, and that's something we're going to have to do going forward here with guys going up and down and injuries and so forth, and that's how you have to win in this league, and that's what we're going to continue to try to do here.
You've only played about 55 AHL games. Have you already started noticing a big difference between about this time last year and now, how you're just getting more comfortable out there?
Yeah, I think as you get older, everything becomes a little bit easier, and give a lot of credit to the older guys because they help us out a lot, and guys that have been here before and been through it kind of teach you the ropes, and that was something that I kind of learned last year, and I definitely feel a lot better out there this year.
Are you getting a lot of confidence from the minutes you've been playing, getting a bigger role with the team in the top four here?
Yeah, you always want opportunity, and like I said, a lot of guys are going up and down, and we have a few key components to our team out, and just try to embrace it and go out there and have fun. You can't think too much about it, but like I said, big team win, and everybody's kind of taking what they're given right now.
And even the goal aside tonight, you've really, especially tonight, we're really getting the offensive zone a lot and moving up in the play. Is that something you're making a conscious effort to do, or just happening naturally?
You know what? Again, it goes back to just learning, and I think the further up you are in the play, the easier it is to defend as well. You're closer to their forwards, and you kind of eliminate time and space. So it's something that the coaches have kind of preached, and I've been watching a lot of players that are able to do that, and they're successful in doing that. So I'm trying to learn it as well, but I feel a lot more comfortable being up there.